Oh no, I messed it up. Shock me like an electric needle. Welcome. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It has been a long time since I tried to do that intro, and clearly I'm out of practice, but that's okay. It happens. This is DJ Roomba. Thanks for joining me all, and we're going to do a count now. That's highly unprofessional. All three, or possibly five. We thank you. I'm sorry if my father coerced you into this. This is a reminder that you are free to do what you want with your Tuesday evening. You can visit us online at WJRH.org and check out our archives. We have a lot of good shows and a lot of bad shows that you can check out all the same. It's up to you to decide which are good and which are bad. I have an excellent show in place for you tonight. I think you can expect a semester of high-quality shows, in part because I spent so long not being here, so there's a backlog of good music. So while you may have missed out in the fall semester, the spring semester's music quality will be top-notch, and I hope that makes up for my absence. In any case, we will be beginning with a track called Breathe Deeper from the new Tame Impala album. It just came out this Friday. First album since 2015's Currents. The young people are very excited. It's an album called The Slow Rush, and it fits in with tonight's theme being DJ Roomba gets his rhythm back. I have selected all tracks that have a really good rhythm, like with the exception of the ones that don't. I mean, I chose mostly tracks that had really compelling rhythms, and when we reach ones that just had okay rhythms, I'll be sure to inform you of that too. So any case, right, here's Breathe Deeper by Tame Impala.
Thank you.
Breathe Deeper from Tame Impala, the new album, just out this Friday. And you might notice that I did, in fact, include the outro. Most radio DJs would not have, because it's not, you know, that great. But, you know, I chose to include it, and that was because in an interview specifically concerning this song, the interview is not specifically concerning the song, but he mentioned that he said that, and I quote, I'd like to imagine that the outro on Breathe Deeper is a full song in another dimension, end quote. And I bring that up because that's a dumb thing to say. I don't see the point. I think bringing other dimensions into the discussion of one of the best songs on this album is unnecessary and you know, not really the kind of quality content I expect from Kevin Parker. So I hope he reconsiders in the future and says more intelligent things about his music. coming up next is a track from Simon and Garfunkel, who I have been enjoying thoroughly over the past couple weeks. It seems like they're an up-and-coming group that I really recommend some of you listen to. In all seriousness, this album, I know I'm not, there's no seriousness on this show, but the album Bridge Over Troubled Water just turned 50 a few weeks ago. I hope that doesn't, you know, whatever. This is Baby Driver. I hope you enjoy. Baby Driver, Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water from the year 1970. The song features absurd syllables, according to Wikipedia. I think you hear that at the end of the ba 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 ba. Thank you. That was a flawless rendition. Hope you enjoyed that one. The next song comes from probably the best thing to happen to music in 2019. And probably one of the newest and the greatest artists on the scene, Hope Tala, 22-year-old musician from London, combining all of the music, kind of like bossa nova, hip hop, R&B, all the good stuff. And this song, "Love Stained," was a single, came out on her 2019, but then came out on her 2019 EP, Sensitive Soul. It was Rolling Stone's number 8 song of the year, a title it fully deserved. This is "Love Stained" by Hope Tala. "Love Stained" by Hope Tala. The Rolling Stone description of the song says, "Hope Tala's Love Stained effortlessly bridges regions and eras. The guitar suggests Brazil in 1965, though I might add that sounds more like late 60s, early 70s. The steel drums add a springy touch of the Caribbean, and the bass seems plucked from an irresistible hit on American rap radio circa 1998. That's what the vision is, bringing together bossa nova influences and R&B all into one," explained the London singer-songwriter. Oh, this song is so good. Her whole discography is amazing. I listen to it very frequently and if I wasn't under such pressure to include incredible songs last week, I probably just would have played all of her songs. She's new in the business, but I'm very excited. Every song she puts out, so they're all so good. I was watching some show recently. I forget what. Anyway, it was for homework. It was for my writing for television class. And I got an advertisement for Amazon Prime Video. I think it was a movie called Honey Boy, I believe, and directed by Shia LaBeouf. In any case, in the trailer, it uses the song I Wish by, and I wish I was joking, Poughkeepsie rapper Ski-Lo. Well, in fairness, he did move from Poughkeepsie to Los Angeles when he was either 6 or 13. I'm blanking, but I do know it's one of those two. This is the song I Wish. Ski-Lo is largely referred to as a one-hit wonder. This was his real big hit. I really enjoyed it. As I said, came out in 1995 during the height of gangster rap, as you will on the West Coast. But this song, as well as Ski-Lo's entire discography, is fully clean. Might find that interesting. And because of that, I can play it on the radio. So that's good. Here is I Wish by Ski-Lo.
Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 fall. I wish I was like 6'9", so I could get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Dag, y'all, I never understood black, why the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, put in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of really though. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 to the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I was a little bit taller.
A little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
Wish I was a baller.
Wish I was a little bit taller.
A little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
Wish I was a baller.
I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all.
A little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
Wish I was a baller.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
A little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
Yeah.
Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday. You can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games. Name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball.
I wish.
You know what? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Skiing low voices, these wishes we males have. I feel that. I feel that deep. Anyway, that was I Wish by Skiing Low. And people who were, you know, really tuned in and might notice that on that final verse, he says, see, I go simple, I go easy, I go greyhound. And then he says, hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down, which some of you may realize is interpolated from the chorus of For What It's Worth, a song for Vietnam War protest groups by Buffalo Springfield. So, you know, it's not too often that rap songs both directly acknowledge and are centered around one's insecurities as well as referencing Buffalo Springfield. So that's why I felt it was important to play on this show. It is 9:27, so it's about time for me to remind you that you are, in fact, listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been and will continue to be Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Don't forget to visit us online at WJRH.org. And if you look hard enough on that website, you might find a phone number. I don't feel like reading it out at the moment, but you can look hard, you find the number, you can give me a call, and I will answer. We could have a good discussion. Who knows? In any case, we'll be moving on to our next track, keeping with the theme of new tracks that, you know, we kind of got into a little bit with Tame Impala's track from that just came out on Friday. This song, in fact, just came out yesterday. It's from the excellent bassist Thundercat, who's featured on, oh, I don't even know, he's worked with Bad Bad Not Good, Flying Lotus, Anderson .Paak, Kendrick Lamar, Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins he had on his last album, Pharrell he works with, Steve Lacy. I mean, he's very talented, and I happened to see him live this past July in Madison Square Garden. He opened for Anderson .Paak and Earl Sweatshirt. Earl Sweatshirt was not very good. Thundercat was excellent, although at some point his bass playing was no longer like enjoyable from like a musical sense. It was just more like, wow, I cannot believe Thundercat is playing the bass that quickly and impressively. He went off. He well and truly went off. Anyway, this is a real weird track. The lyrics are very odd. Thundercat has a very weird sense of humor. I would recommend you look up what he goes to Japan frequently and wears weird clothing. Just a truly, truly odd man, but an excellent bass player and a great musician. This song is called Dragon Ball Do-Rag. And, you know, I will let Thundercat speak for himself.
Hold me close and let me squeeze you tight through.
that was the deeply odd Dragon Ball Durag from Thundercat. Just as a recap, we're going to go through some of the lyrical gems that Steven Bruner, aka Thundercat, put in this song. Where do I even begin? I want to see how many he says. He says, "How do I look at my durag 6 times over 3 minutes and over 3 minutes and 1 second?" For those of you keeping track at home, that's, oh boy. No, I'm not going to do that math. Sorry. It's frequent. Anyway, he says, "Do you like my new whip? Watch me go zoom zoom." But like more melodically, so it's funny the way he does it. I may be covered in cat hair, but I still smell good. So weird. Yeah, there's more gems, but we only got so much time in the day. Thundercat. I mean, this song does sound like not like his 2017 project Drunk, which was also very good, which I've played frequently on the show in the past. Would recommend checking it out. Next up, we have a song that I'm feeling like I did play last week, but I truly have no idea. I wouldn't be surprised if I did, but I did not. And for that reason, we'll be playing it this week, because it was one of the best songs I discovered over break, even if I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe a couple days before I got back. It was, the day was, it was January 25th. It was the Saturday before I returned to campus, and I was looking, I could not sleep. I was adjusting from the time difference between Cape Town and New York. I was up at 3 in the morning looking through music, trying to find new music for you, my listeners, because everything I do is for you. And I found this track while looking through a friend's playlists. That's been my new way of finding music, seeing what other people are listening to, and going through the playlist very quickly, seeing what I like, seeing what sticks. And sometimes you get a real gem, like this one. This one is Crave You by Flight Facilities featuring Giselle. It's from the 2014 album Down to Earth, although a version of the song, and if I'm being more specific, 8 versions of the song, came out in 2010. On Flight Facilities Spotify page, you can listen to there may be more hiding, 11 different versions of this song. And you best believe I poured through all 11 to make sure that this one was the best. No, I'm kidding. I know this one was the best, though. I can kind of tell. In any case, here is a number 1 out of 11, one of the best version of Crave You by Flight Facilities featuring Giselle. For those of you who listened to my show last week, first of all, thank you for being a return listener. And I want you to keep tabs on this song as it pertains to What You Need by Catronata featuring Charlotte Day Wilson. I think that they're really similar. I mean, Catronata being a producer, bringing in different people to come in and sing on their projects, right? Catronata bringing in people to sing on his beats, and Flight Facilities, an Australian duo, production duo, doing the same thing, bringing in different people to, you know, kind of complete the songs that they've begun creating as producers. So anyway, I think that they're super similar. I'm not sure which one I prefer. I think I'd prefer this one, which is tough for me because I do love Catronata. But in any case, Crave You, Flight Facilities, featuring Giselle off the 2014 album Down to Earth. I do hope you enjoy it.
Steps on an empty stage. That boy's gone. nuts with all his games. I simply want him more because he looks the other way.
That was Crave You by Flight Facilities featuring Giselle. Giselle Rosselli, an Australian singer-songwriter. This song was named number 24 in the 100 Greatest Australian Dance Tracks of All Time, which feels low. If I'm being quite honest, I don't know very much about Australian dance tracks. In fact, I would go so far as to say I know nothing about Australian dance tracks outside of Crave You by Flight Facilities featuring Giselle. But that still feels wrong, because the song is so good. Again, I'm not really... It's mostly just the chord progression. It just speaks to me on a deep emotional level. I'll be following that up with Follow by Whitney. This is from their 2016 album, Light Upon the Lake. Since the album came out in 2016, I listened to it around the time when it was released, and I could not get over the weird vocals. Whitney has like a kind of like a lo-fi type, I mean, the way that they, in which they record their vocals. I think I read a Pitchfork article once that described it as like being on the sidewalk next to somebody like belting, singing in their car. And like, kind of there's like that, the sound's kind of blocked off. But anyway, I don't know, I was feeling especially, maybe I was feeling moody one day in June, and listened to this album, and it kind of clicked for me after about 4 years, yeah, so 3 years, because it was this past summer. I'm excellent at math, please don't text me about that, that's a message to my father. Alright, here's Follow by Whitney.
Troubled mind remembers.
Follow by Whitney from the album Light Upon the Lake. Next up, we're going to switch up the vibe just a little bit with a 2004 track from the album After Hours, which I don't expect anybody to know because it's from the artist Rahsaan Patterson, who's better known for being a child actor on the show Kids Incorporated in the 1980s. This track is called The One For Me. I don't remember how I stumbled upon it. I happen to really enjoy it, and I hope that you do as well. Here's Rahsaan Patterson with The One For Me. That was The One For Me by Rahsaan Patterson, 2004 album After Hours. Hope you enjoyed it, and we got 10 minutes left. I don't even know how to use these. Let's wait. I'm going to do some quick math. It's a recurring theme this evening, and see if I can just fit in. Oh, I can for sure fit in two more tracks. All right, so we're going to do back-to-back. I'll kind of give you a briefing before we head in. The first one's going to be Livin' Loose by George Clanton, yeah, off the 2018 album Slide. George Clanton, you may know from when I played It Makes the Babies Want to Cry, which is I played that a very long time ago on this show, I believe. He played a show at Lafayette in 2017, and he's done very well since then. This track, in fact, was featured on Frank Ocean's Blonde at Radio in late last year. I'm gonna forget which particular one it was, but it was, yeah. So, I mean, being listened to by Frank Ocean is the ultimate honor. It's a kind of an electronic track. I don't expect most of my listeners to enjoy it, but, you know, kind of tossed it in there because I particularly enjoy it after about a year or so of trying to enjoy it. It took me a while. And then directly afterwards, we're going to play Washing Machine Heart by Mitski off the 2018 album Be the Cowboy. Longtime listeners may know that for a while I would just kind of throw in a St. Vincent track on most shows just because she's very good. And, you know, just kind of rounds out the episode well. And I think for this final semester, I'll be doing that a lot with Mitski because I listened to her a lot while I was home. And she's got a great discography that I will just be, you know, using frequently. In any case, here is Livin' Loose by George Clanton. And immediately after will be Washing Machine Heart by Mitski. Enjoy. That was Washing Machine Heart by Mitski. It's 10 p.m., and I know what some of you may be expecting. Jordy and the Funky Bunch. It is my sad duty to report to all prospective Jordy and the Funky Bunch listeners that, in fact, Jordan has homework due tomorrow that he just started an hour ago. Not a responsible student like I might add. Like me, I might add. Anyway, so I got free time now. Can I do another hour? No, I'm not going to. It's late, and I want to go home and maybe have a scoop of Turkey Hill Red Velvet ice cream, which I just got. It's real nice. I did receive a listener question regarding the name of the penultimate artist I played this evening. His name is, in fact, George Clanton. C-L-A-N-T-O-N. When I first heard it, I thought it was a play on George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic fame. But in fact, no, that is his real name, George Clanton. So, just to erase any confusion among my listeners. One final reminder before I check out that you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. I've been DJ Roomba, and I'll be DJ Roomba next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m., immediately followed up by, we think, Jordy and the Funky Bunch. Next week, we certainly hope he will be with us. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back with some more good tunes next week. All the best. Bye.